The 141st running of the Kentucky Derby takes place Saturday at Churchill Downs. American Pharoah is the favorite. The three-year-old colt will be ridden by jockey Victor Espinoza. He guided California Chrome to victory just last year. Now, there are 20 horses in this year's field. None of them will be ridden by African-American jockeys, which is quite a change from the early days of the Derby when black jockeys were a significant presence in horse racing. Janelle Johnson from Here and Now contributor WFPL in Louisville reports.
William Walker, 1877. Garrett Lewis, 1880. Babe Hurd, Erskine Henderson. Isaac Lewis, 87. Alonzo Clayton.
That's Kentucky Derby Museum curator Chris Goodlet. He's reading a list of the names of all the black jockeys who rode winning horses in the early years of the Derby.
15 of the first 28.
The history of black jockeys in the Kentucky Derby goes back as far as the event itself. Oliver Lewis, a black man, rode Aristides to victory during the inaugural Derby in 1875. And black jockeys remained prominent in racing until 1902, when Jimmy Wingfield won on Allenadale in the 28th Kentucky Derby. Then, for decades, nothing. So what happened? I asked Goodland and turf rider Teresa Gennaro from Brooklyn Backstretch.
All of a sudden, you have generations of black horsemen who had never known slavery. They were independent, autonomous people, and white people began to feel really threatened by that.
Jimmy Wingfield, example of African-American jockey who, while riding in Chicago, instances of jockeys, white jockeys, kind of ganging up on him during the race, riding him close to the rail.
They were treated terribly. They were victims of incredibly racist and violent acts. Their lives were put in jeopardy on the racetrack.
And as far as trainers and owners are concerned, if, you know, other riders are ganging up on their jockeys, they don't necessarily want to ride that jockey.
And a lot of them just gave up.
On top of that, the Southern economy collapsed after the Civil War. Black families migrated north and to jobs in factories, not on farms. So the absence of African Americans in racing is complicated. And until recently, most people had forgotten about their connection to the sport. But some were still working to commemorate the early winners of the high-stakes race.
The black jockeys were role models for the young black men. And when we realized that people didn't know about black jockeys, that's when we started the celebration.
Shirley Mae Beard is best known as the owner of Shirley Mae's Cafe.
You order yet?
A small soul food restaurant in Louisville's Smoketown neighborhood, a historically African-American community. In 1989, Beard founded the Salute to Black Jockeys who pioneered the Kentucky Derby. The free carnival was created to inspire youth in the neighborhood and to educate people about African Americans' contribution to the Derby.
At Derby time, I wanted them to know that this is a time for them to celebrate and be just as proud as everybody else because it was the black jockeys that started it.
Beard doesn't hold her annual carnival anymore, but she still has black jockey memorabilia hanging on the cafe's walls. The Kentucky Derby Museum also has a permanent exhibit, African Americans in Thoroughbred Racing, to recognize the achievement of black jockeys. Curator Chris Goodlet.
We often get people who are surprised by the story. It is a new sense of discovery for someone every year.
In 2013, Kevin Krieger was the first black jockey to ride in the Derby in more than a decade. He didn't ride the winning horse, and turf rider Teresa Gennaro and Shirley Mae Beard are skeptical Krieger marks a turning point in black jockeys returning to prominence in thoroughbred racing.
If you look at a lot of the families in racing now, they've been in racing for generations, and they've passed down the love of the horse and of horse racing from generation to generation. And where that would start with a new generation of people of color, I think, is the big question.
Someday it may be and someday not, but I doubt it because there's so much money involved.
It likely won't happen this year. There are no black jockeys scheduled to ride in the 141st Kentucky Derby.
Oh, no. You got to be off good.
For Here and Now, I'm Janelle Johnson in Louisville.
Y'all come back to see me.